You know, Tom, in all of it, for so people who understand, you're only allowed 5 loans on the team sheet. Mm-hmm. So, listen, with the new owners coming in the way they did, which, let's be fair, has practically saved the club, mm-hmm. we know that we can't do everything in this window. It would be unwise of me to think we could do that. And so there has got to be an air of patience because, you know, listen, if Joe Byron come along and he was available like he was and then we jumped all over it, there's not many of them around. So you just can't, pick and choose it. So sometimes you have to be patient and wait. And that's where time comes into it. That's why you often think a manager, can he have time? And I make no excuses, Tom. Like, it's now, this summer has been like the last 3 weeks anyway. It's like I'm starting all over again. You know, we've lost 6 players last year from either out of contract or loans. And this is what happens when you just have loans. If you can't make them permanent, then you're disrupting your team year after year after year. So we need to put some ones where we can, you know, for instance, El Ghazi, there's an option to buy him. The goalkeeper has an option to buy him in 12 months' time. So that can only be a good thing with the younger players we're trying to bring in. You can see already there's a freshness about the team with the younger players. That's what they give you. That's been my aim, is how to address this aging squad. Yes, of course, you need experience in vital areas. That's why if something like a Balassi comes along, we try and act, because it's not often the player of his calibre comes available on the loan market. So all of them things, you need a little bit of patience.
You've moved Mile Jedinak to centre-half. He played there the end of last season and had some rave reviews last season playing there. Is that the position you see for him?
I see him going forward. The way we're trying to play with more energy in the middle of the pitch. Listen, there's times when what he does, Mile, when, for instance, I picked him against Birmingham in the derby last year, you know, for a specific game, you pick him against Cardiff, you pick him against Middlesbrough, the people who are direct, then he can play in that certain way. And I just think for his career and for us at the moment, that's the next progressive thing for him. I think he'll get better. He had an outstanding few games for us last year. Mm-hmm. He's done okay, and I'm sure he'll get better at it.
Again, though, another home game, and I think you've been on record as saying if you really want to be in contention, you've got to win your home games.
Yeah, you've got to win your home games, and we've left it late, a couple. We've had a decent start, Tom. If we can get off to tomorrow to have 10 points from 5 games, we're bang on target of where we want to be. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, we'll get the result that we need. If we play like we did the other night, then we'll not be far short, that's for sure, because, you know, in another day we would have won the game, but delighted with the performance, that sometimes happens.
Is that your biggest job now, you know, to think, I don't want an after the Lord Mayor's Show performance, you know, get them back at it again? Because they were out the blocks quick, weren't they?
Yeah, they were out the blocks quick, and we played very well. It's just what we've been waiting for, really, is to get out the way we did. I thought for the first 35, 40 minutes at Ipswich as well, we played very, very well. And then it became frustrating for us because they were down to 10 men. But we're looking better. We certainly haven't finished yet. I always said, you know, by the end of this month, we'll be in far, far better shape than we were at the start of the month. Mm-hmm. I think people are already seeing that. So hope that continues.
What do you expect from the opposition?
Well, they've changed. They played 2 up top the other day at Blackburn, the big Bud Varson up the top end of the pitch. So they've gone from being an ultra-passing team, Red and Gunny got the playoffs in Yapstam, to Paul Clement, who's made them a bit more solid, if that's the right word. Defensively, they're very, very sound and rigid. And as I said, you know, they play a 4-4-2 and they've got decent players in wide areas too, in Barrow and Aluko. So should be a decent championship game again, as always.
And just your final thoughts on the Brentford player getting 3-game ban. I mean, it's great for the league, but doesn't help you in any way, does it? It helps your opponents.
Helps with our opponents. It helps with our competitors, but that's the way it is. Look, nobody wants to see people sent off. Yeah. But when it's blatant like that, then there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it at all. Listen, we've all been there in the madness of the red mist comes down, you do something stupid. However, it didn't help us. And now helps our opponents as well, because Brentford are out the centre forward for the next 3 games.
Where's VAR when you need it?
Aye, VAR, bring it on.